Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Big news from Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel. We've moved. You'll now find us directly behind our old building, right by Sawmill Animal Hospital. We're still your trusted electrical distributor, carrying everything from conduit to tape. And don't forget our full line of Milwaukee tools. Whether you're a contractor or a DIY pro, stop by the new Robinson Electric Supply at 1222 West 6th Street and see what's lighting up Laurel. Robinson Electric Supply. New location, same trusted service.
All free record on my count. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. Roll A, fade up on A.
Southern Miss to the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
All right, everybody, let's go. Friday edition of the Super Talk Eagle Hour, broadcasting from the Southern Bancorp studio here in Oak Grove. All the guys are here, Kelly Dima and myself, Bob Getty. We're glad you're with us. The opening segment is sponsored by our good friends right down the street at Movie Star Restaurant. And what a night to go to Movie Star. Open to 5 to 8 tonight, Kelly, and order off the menu. People might not realize it. They think of the buffet, but Movie Star on Friday nights, they serve steak, seafood, chicken, all sorts of food that you can order off the menu, or, of course, you're my favorite, the buffet.
And I know you can order off the menu, but I can tell you in the 20-some years I've known about movies.
She's never done it one time.
I haven't. I mean, to me, you only order off the menu when the other stuff is junk. But, man,
well,
the buffet is
that's understandable,
awesome.
Because at the buffet you can go back more than one time.
Well, there's that.
Yeah, that's a big part of it. All right, William Carey University continues to dominate its conference in sports accomplishments. We're going to have their assistant athletic director on later in the hour to talk about that. Kelly's going to produce some research that he's done for us, and we're going to talk football here in a minute. And I guess we'll talk baseball. Dima just showed me a picture. There must be at least 40 or 50 people lined up to get in the stadium over at Troy for the Super Regional.
You think there's that many? I don't think there's that many.
It's a crowd. Man, it is a crowd.
What a crying shame.
It really is sad.
I mean, the team did everything it's supposed to do.
That team deserves better fan support than it gets, in all honesty. It does. I mean, it's a good baseball team. And Dima, how many people you think would be lined up outside the Peet right now if there was a 4 o'clock Super Regional game?
What time is right now? 1:08? Man, it'd be around the block. Like, we saw it last weekend. They were there at 7 a.m. I woke up that morning, and I, you know, log on to Twitter and look, and there's a picture of these guys like already throwing down 4 or 5 beers at 7 in the morning before the 1 o'clock start.
Breakfast of champions, baby. Yeah.
We'll talk more about the baseball here in a few minutes. But Kelly in our crack research department,
Oh boy. He
really had them working this week.
Yeah.
Am I going to get the overtime stuff from everybody soon?
No, that just goes with the job.
Pro bono.
I took care of it.
All right, Kelly, set the stage here for this discussion.
Well, of course, with football being right around the corner and media days being set for the middle of July, you know, there's a lot of prognosticating going on out there by different publications, including College Football News, ESPN, Athlon Sports. I mean, there's several of them out there. And the general consensus about this Southern Miss team is it's just not a real optimistic view as to how the team is going to perform overall as far as wins and losses goes. And some points that the research department brought out this morning is that when you look at, let's just talk about the Sun Belt, overall returning production for Southern Miss on offense, 22% of the offensive production is back this year, 23% of the defense, which ranks dead last in the Sun Belt Conference as far as returning players. Now, that shouldn't be a surprise. We've said that this is a completely turned over roster with Coach Huff taking a lot of the players with him and Coach Anderson having to start from scratch. But when you look at the 2026 projections, the overall thought, and because there's so much math that goes into this, they've got, when you combine all of these resources together, they've got Southern Miss projected at 2.8 wins this year. And when you compare that to other teams in the Sun Belt, Louisiana Monroe comes in at 2.7 wins, and Georgia State, who the Eagles do not play this year, are in at 2.6. Now, when you break it down into conference wins, they have Southern Miss projected at 1.7 wins. Now, I don't know where the 0.7 would come from, but you get the gist. They also have ULM at 1-7. And interestingly, when you look at these different prognostication models, they both have, the ones that have ULM winning 1.7 have them beating Southern Miss, and the ones that have Southern Miss at 1.7 have Southern Miss beating Louisiana Monroe. In the overall conference look, they've got projected four teams to be bowl eligible with at least six wins: Louisiana, Arkansas State, Troy, and Louisiana Tech on the western side. So if you just take a look at those teams right there, Southern Miss is not projected to finish anywhere near the top of the West. Hmm. Now, on a more optimistic note, of all of the data that was input to this matrix, College Football News had Southern Miss going 5-7 this year, with the losses, the sure losses, according to College Football News, will be at Auburn, at home against JMU, and on the road at...
just go ahead and say it. We all know it's coming, Kelly. Just you don't go have ahead, to pause.
Go ahead and let us know.
At Tulane.
And who Kelly would be the coach there?
Will Hall. So
you think Will's looking forward to that
game? Oh, my gosh.
I've made the joke with Glenn Dyer, friend of the show. I said, we're both going to that game. There's no doubt we wouldn't miss that for the world. And we're going to go to Will's press conference after
that. Yeah, really.
And College Football News has the wins coming against two for sure wins, according to College Football News. That would be Alcorn and Louisiana Monroe. Now, there's a bunch of toss-ups, including Connecticut.
And, well, who in the world is? Who are the five College Football News is predicting?
There's only two for sure. Like I said, Louisiana Monroe and Arkansas State. Now they've got Connecticut listed as a win. They've got South Al listed as a win.
Okay.
Because.
I've seen that movie before.
Yeah, and this is, and I was kind of saying, you do realize it's South Al, and it could be Checkers, and we would not be favored against South Al. And the research staff didn't have the fifth one listed there. But on a brighter side, they do say that Jalen Himes, a Division II wide receiver who transferred in for Coach Blake Anderson, is going to be one of the top receivers in the league to watch this year.
Are you buying the pessimism, Dima?
I will say something about this schedule is pretty tough. I mean, when you just look at it, let's set aside how good we think the team will actually be. Even if they surprise some folks in our, you know, it's really hard for people to buy that this team is going to be necessarily as good as last year's team. Let's just start there. But let's also look at the schedule. You got at Auburn, you know, whatever.
That ought to go well.
UConn, which I know that they said that's a favored win.
Yeah.
But UConn was 9-3 last year. Like that's no gimme, is what I'm saying. All right, then you go to Tulane, which we've already documented will be tough. At Troy, that's not easy. Arkansas State, Louisiana. I mean, there's a chance you could start this season like 1-6. You know, if you're just on the bad end, even if you compete in some of those games, you're just playing good teams. And then you get Monroe, but then you get James Madison at home.
The best team in the league.
Before you go to Louisiana Tech, then you come back home to play South Alabama, and then you're on the road at Old Dominion, who was second in the East last year. So just if you look at the schedule, it's a brutal draw. Even if this team is better than I personally think they are going to be, it's just going to be hard for them to win some of these games.
Yeah, and let me point out, we're not in any way trashing the new coach.
No.
He's dealing with the hand he was left with. And
absolutely,
I would contend, and you guys can correct me if you think I'm wrong, no coach has ever come here and been left with a bare cupboard than what Blake Anderson has been left with.
Yeah, and I will say, they said 5-7, Kelly?
That's on the upper end. College Football News had him at 5-7.
If they're 5-7, I think that's actually a very successful season.
Correct.
With what he was given, 5-7 to me would be a great year.
Now, most of the other matrixes, like I said, you put them all together, and the matrix has them at anywhere from 2 to 4 wins, but more to the 2 or 3 side.
But that's the problem. Such a big problem with today's college athletics. And I sent y'all this text the other night where it was saying, you know, 2 years ago even when, you know, NIL was really starting to come up. Rosters maybe at $20 million. This year, the rosters at the top of the league top out at $50 million.
Okay, there's two broken mics now for the week.
Which is not quite twice, but almost twice the entire Southern Miss athletic budget.
Yes, and the ESPN article, which was released either yesterday or the day before, was talking about at some point in the near future, and it's already starting to happen in some levels, but at the top of the list of the draft board, you will actually be taking pay cuts.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely be taking pay cuts from getting drafted number one overall.
So, simple question, Dima. Doesn't that mean college football is professional football?
At the top of the level. League it is, absolutely.
Yeah. Hey, when we come back, how would you feel about a guy that played 6 years of professional baseball and then goes back to college is going to be on a college football team this year? We've got that to talk about. The Super Regionals start here in about 3 hours.
And Troy fans, there's still time to get tickets.
And there are plenty left. We'll be right back.
Big news from Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel. We've moved. You'll now find us directly behind our old building, right by Sawmill Animal Hospital. We're still your trusted electrical distributor, carrying everything from conduit to tape. And don't forget our full line of Milwaukee tools. Whether you're a contractor or a DIY pro, stop by the new Robinson Electric Supply at 1222 West 6th Street and see what's lighting up Laurel. Robinson Electric Supply. New location, same trusted service.
Southern Miss to the top. To the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
Eagle Tire West, they're out on Highway 98 West. Eagle Tire is on Hardy Street. That's where you need to go for all your tires for your cars or your trucks. All the maintenance work, brake work. I just had a wheel sensor put on my car at Eagle Tire West. They do a lot of mechanical work on cars of every brand. They sell every brand of tires. They're local folks. They've been in business since 1985. Eagle Tire, Eagle Tire West. Do business locally. Buy your tires and get your service work at Eagle Tire and Eagle Tire West. And if you want a new car, well, there's only one place to go, Genesis of Hattiesburg. That's because they're the official auto dealer of the Eagle Hour. It's really because their sedans and SUVs are fine. And you can see them all at the exclusive Genesis dealership, Highway 98 West in Hattiesburg. All right, guys, I'm going to read this to you. And then Kelly tells me there's a local connection here that I was unaware of when I found this article, but let me read this real quick, and I want both you fellows to comment on this. A former Major League Baseball player from North Carolina is returning to college and will play college football. He's 26 years old. His name is Jordan Adams. He was drafted in 2018 by the Los Angeles Angels. Following the draft, he played several years in the minor leagues, appeared in 38 regular season games for the Los Angeles Dodgers and the Baltimore Orioles between 23 and 25.
You mean the Angels?
What did I say?
Angels. You said Dodgers, but
Los Angeles Angels.
Yeah.
I didn't realize there were two. Anyway, he was a five-star football player coming out of high school, decided to go to Major League Baseball, has spent 6 years there now. Of course, he never used his college eligibility. So now the 26-year-old Major League Baseball veteran is returning to Southern Methodist University to play football. Guys, is there any end to the madness?
Well, Jordan Adams, first of all, is the son of Deke Adams, former defensive tackle and a former coach at Southern Miss, Deke out of Meridian High School. And his mother was a all not Conference USA, but Metro Conference basketball player for K. James, Alexis Adams. She was Alexis Hall, married Deke. So you got Deke and Alexis Adams. This is their son, Jordan, who went to school at, I think, Oak Grove Middle School. And then when Deke went over to North Carolina and took a job over there, then he moved to North Carolina. So this is a Southern Miss kid.
Yeah.
And with all the legislation now that's being bantered about an age limit, that they're going to supposedly put an age limit as to how much this eligibility can go. If he's going to do it, he needs to do it now.
Yeah.
Because if that age limitation goes in there, I think 24 or 25 is going to be the absolute upper end.
All right, Damon, what do you think about this?
To be fully honest, I wasn't paying attention to anything y'all have just said in the past 2 minutes.
What were you doing, Damon?
are you paid to not pay attention?
Should we deduct your check?
I don't know. Well, was this an MLB player playing in football?
I think this is the first time anyone's ever asked me like this on the show. David, what exactly, where were you, son? You were sitting right there.
I just got lost in space. I'm wearing a Disneyland baseball shirt.
Yeah, he played 6 years of Major League Baseball.
Okay.
Played for the Angels and who else did I say?
Orioles.
And now he got cut. So after a six-year Major League Baseball career, he's going to go back to SMU and basically enroll as a freshman and play 4 years of football.
I feel like I've heard that happening before, but, yeah, that's certainly very strange.
It's unfair, man.
It's kind of crazy. What it'd be like 27 doing?
Yeah, it'd be 27, I guess, by the time football season starts, playing with 18 and 19-year-old kids. Kelly, there's madness here.
There was a college game day story this year of some snapper, you know, who went back to college. And I don't think it was on a D1 school, but I remember that he was like 43. And he went back to college and they let him be the snapper or the holder for the kickoff team. So
look, now, this kid's an athlete.
Oh,
I mean, this kid can dominate.
Oh, he's something. He really is, pound for pound, just a fantastic athlete. And look, don't think he's going to Southern Methodist just to play football. He's going, I'm sure, to get a paycheck too. And Southern Methodist has got a lot of it.
Like he's been getting the last 6 years in Major League Baseball.
Well, I don't know if it would be to that extent.
Right.
But
Speaking of Major League Baseball, did you see the president said, I've had enough? And he said he wants a salary cap on the MLB.
Well, that's not – we can talk about – you know I'm on top of the negotiations with the collective bargaining agreement.
Yeah, what's our investigative team on that?
That the players will not – it will not go any further if they insist on a salary cap. They said that is not going to happen.
On another quick subject, since we're just kind of meandering here.
We don't have anything to talk about, Bob. This is the summer shows for you.
We were anticipating being in Gainesville this week.
Exactly right. You know. We were anticipating a live report from DEMA from Gainesville,
that's right.
From Gainesville today, and so our schedule is just a little screwed up. I think I've caught whatever DEMA has. I forgot what I was about to say.
Oh, so, I'm sorry.
Yeah, go ahead, DEMA.
Well, if you're watching the NBA Finals, Game 2 tonight, really?
Oh, now we're going to the NBA.
No, I know what it was. I've noticed that, and several of these guys I know, these are Ole Miss guys I know, but I've seen this from other fans of other SEC schools who find it very offensive that the former Alabama coach, Nick Saban, was on Capitol Hill this week advocating all of these changes that need to be made. And they're of the opinion that, okay, you had every advantage a human being could be given at the University of Alabama when you were coaching. And then when the NIL broke and everything started changing and suddenly you weren't quite as dominant, you decided to retire. Now, do you guys put any validity into that criticism?
Some,
maybe, yeah.
Some, but he's not the only one.
Yeah.
The ability to change is what will make somebody successful long term or not. And when you had made the money that Nick Saban made, and you could go to basketball and talk about the coach at Syracuse that was there for a long time, Coach Krzyzewski at Duke. They don't want to have to deal with this sense of entitlement that a lot of – because that's they're old school, as you and I generally are, and just don't want to have to deal with it. Now, Alabama cannot hang, I'm told, financially with the Texas A&Ms of the world and things like that. But at some point, you have to ask yourself, is it worth – and Ohio State, for example, would they spend $30 million last year on their football roster? $30 million to win a national championship. Look, I can't answer the question. I'm just throwing it out there. Is it worth it?
don't know.
I mean, is it worth spending $30 million just so that you can hold up a trophy?
And according to what Dima just read, it's about to be more.
Yeah. It said by 2027 it's going to be $100 million.
On a football team?
Yes.
Well, you know, that would probably be more than some NFL football teams. Right, Kelly?
Yes.
It's got to be. I mean, but the problem is when you have money like this going out, the problem is now the way we're wired, the way the good Lord made us and sin nature in the world, everybody wants more. If you put a cap, you know, I think, you know, you obviously have to put a cap on it now. I don't think they're ever going to do it. But the problem is $10 million I made at, you know, Alabama. Ohio State comes in and says $15 million. Okay, now I'm at Ohio State with $15 million. Oh, here comes Michigan with $20
million. Yeah.
You're never going to go down. No. So you're always going to keep going up until you somehow put some kind of cap on it. And with the ding-dongs we have in Washington, I just don't ever expect it to happen.
No. Now, so in the end, though, doesn't this destroy the very nature and history, Kelly, of college football?
It does, but it also is the tipping point as to what we've talked about and advocated for some time, that the big schools need to go on their merry way and do what they're going to need to do.
I think that's coming.
And I think this is just forcing it. Now, I do like, you know, you were criticizing Troy, but something that I do like that Troy has done.
I love Troy. What are you talking about?
Apparently, they have put a cap on the number of fans that are allowed to come. and I think that cap is pretty low. I think the first 50 to come, but that's about it.
I think maybe I'm wrong about this, but I think they're in danger of not selling out a 2,000-seat stadium for a super region.
And the only thing I can say in their defense, and look, let's go back to when this all started.
How do you defend that?
Well, stay with me, all right? Would you have ever thought, what would have been the odds in Vegas that would have come out that Troy would not have only won that Florida region, but that Arkansas Little Rock, the four seed, would have won the Southern Miss region, and that those two paired together would have had Troy.
Well, I think you'd be a millionaire if you'd bet $1,000.
Right. So to be fair, you know, maybe there were some Troy people that they planned their vacations. This isn't going to happen. Look, I know it's a stretch.
We are off. How much longer on this segment?
But I'm just saying, you didn't anticipate that happening. They probably didn't either.
Look at me, Kelly Sander. If you knew I had a vacation plan and unexpectedly Southern Miss surged into the Super Regionals, do you think I might cancel my vacation plan and go to the game?
You would. You would. But you just saw the picture with 40 people going to the Troy game today.
What's so funny about that photo is that the guy says, "Look at the Troy faithful really showing up 4 hours." That to me was always so funny about the photo. It's not even the photo, the fact of the matter, the fans are there. It says, "The Troy faithful is really showing out," and there's literally five people in line.
And that's what it actually makes it hurt a little bit more.
It does.
Is you've got those people being...
Oh, no. We just broke another mic. Yeah.
Those people being rewarded with a super regional, as it turns out, and they're not even going to go. Fans.
Oh, as I say, the team deserves it.
Yeah.
Going down to Gainesville and winning a regional, you deserve a trip to Omaha.
1,000%. But you can't take nothing away from those kids, man.
Absolutely not.
Yeah, but the fans aren't showing up. So.
And that's unfortunate, really. We're making fun of it, but those young men, I think they deserve a
lot. Let's say they're in
trip.
Omaha. How many Trap fans do you think they'll have there?
Yeah.
It's a good thing this is radio because Bob is showing what Troy fans they deserve.
MCS Home Center, home repair, home remodeling, home construction, everything you need for your next project, home, lawn, or garden, available at MCS Home Center in Bellevue. And if you're a Troy fan not going to the Super Regional and you want to do some yard work, come over to MCS Home Center. They're at 7329 Highway 98 West. We'll give you a sympathy discount. How would that be, Kelly?
Tickets still on sale.
How about 3 for 1?
Plenty available. Yeah. We'll be right back.
Big news from Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel. We've moved. You'll now find us directly behind our old building, right by Sawmill Animal Hospital. We're still your trusted electrical distributor, carrying everything from conduit to tape. And don't forget our full line of Milwaukee tools. Whether you're a contractor or a DIY pro, stop by the new Robinson Electric Supply at 1222 West 6th Street and see what's lighting up Laurel. Robinson Electric Supply. New location, same trusted service.
The Eagle Hour, Southern Miss to the top.
Hey, you want your child to be the best they can be in baseball or softball? Well, then take them down to DBAC. Get them enrolled in some courses. They've got great trainers down there. And if you're an adult athlete, maybe you play golf or pickleball. That's big. They can make you better at that, too. They're at DBAT. They're on Hardy Street. And it's a beautiful facility. Got a great pro shop as well. Luke Reynolds is the manager. Check them out. Be the best you can be in the sport of your choice. And while you're at it, always make sure you check on the most important player on the team, and that's you. You get an annual physical, eat right, exercise. Be sure your health is as good as it can be. If you run into an issue, Forest Health will be right there to help you with expert medical care closer to home, foresthealth.org, and we're so very lucky to have them in our community.
You know, pickleball, Bob, is getting to be a big deal.
Did you get that, Dima?
I didn't get it. It went over my head.
Yeah, pickleball is getting to be a big deal.
All right, oh. Danny, no.
Ben Smith.
Let me throw that note away. Ben Smith is the associate.
It's Friday.
Are you guys heavily medicated? What is the deal today? Ben Smith is the associate athletic director
at William Carey University.
Yeah, there you go.
Yes.
Dima?
Yeah, and Ben, you guys won the 10th straight Commissioner's Cup over there at William Carey. And Trace English, your athletic director, was named SSAC Athletic Director of the Year. How about another great year for William Carey Athletics?
It was a very good year, and we're very appreciative of all the support from you guys and everybody back in Hattiesburg. And, last year we had a really good year as well. I think we won 11 or 12 conference championships last year. And at the end of the season or the end of the athletic year, I kept wondering, how are we going to duplicate that again? And this year we actually won 13. So picked up another one along the way. So very good year for our athletic department.
Ben, when boosters come to you and Tracy and Dr. Burnett and say, And this is with all due respect. And they say, man, we're too good for this now. We need to do something else. We need to move to a different conference, or we need to go to the NCAA or whatever. What is your answer when boosters say things like that? If I'm not putting you on the hot seat.
No, it's okay. I think there's a lot that goes into that. And obviously we've had a lot of really good success for an extended period of time now. And you do start having those conversations about, the next challenges ahead. What can we do differently? And I'm a little bit of a dreamer myself. So as long as there's another rung of the ladder to climb, I'm always trying to get to that level. And I think our athletic department as a whole is kind of feeling that way too. But we've got a good thing going in our league, not just from in terms of success, but where we fit. As an institution, and that's something that's kind of kept us there, I think. But I can't speak for the future. There are conversations about it, especially now that Loyola University in New Orleans has made the jump. They just announced this week that they're joining the Gulf South Conference in Division II for NCAA. So the conversations are happening more frequently now. Where that goes, I wish I could tell you.
Now, you just added archery. Archery was one of the latest sports that you added. What about talking about that big picture? What might be next, or what is off the table?
Well, I can tell you this because I get asked all the time. Football is off the table. We did a feasibility study, and financially for us, it just, and where we're at as far as what conference we're in, or even if we were to go Division II to the Gulf South, football would not be a necessity there. So that one's off the table. As far as the addition of other sports, and this hasn't happened yet in the NCAA, but it's happening in the NAIA, and a lot of the local high schools are doing it. Women's flag football has been mentioned several times. And I feel like eventually the NCAA will probably come around to adding that as a championship sport as well. You know, if they don't, and we're looking at going Division II in the future, it wouldn't make much sense for us to add it right now either. So we're just kind of sitting in a holding pattern as far as adding anything else.
Now, you talked about
women's college football. Women's flag football, awesome. Just want to put that out.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, let me throw this out there. When you talk,
that just sounds awesome.
When you were talking about big picture, Ben, because high schools and junior colleges have added bass fishing.
And I think that's a great thing. I actually do think that's a great thing.
I know Ben would like that.
Personally, I would love to add bass fishing. And that was something that was also discussed, and it was brought to the board. And for the moment, they said, let's just sit on this for now. I think looking down the road, that could definitely be something that's added. We have a lot of local high schools that have a bass fishing team, and right now, you know, they're going to other places. So that would be an opportunity for to keep some of these local kids at home.
And one of the, I know from a Southern Miss standpoint, a actual revenue-generating sport, and I know there's going to be people out there. Esports is a big thing.
Oh, no.
Oh, the sound effects guys got to
Well, we were trying to get the esports coach on next week, but that's not happening.
But you guys have actually discussed that as well, right, Ben?
Or not.
It has been discussed in the past. Something else that was kind of tabled for a later date. And I wish I had an answer,
Ben,
for you, Ben, what that would even look like. Honest to goodness, I don't know very much at all about esports.
Ben, let me interrupt you a second. You're the assistant athletic director at a very successful university, and I'm going to put you on the spot. Do you really think esports are a sport?
Ben?
Speaking personally,
oh,
no.
<boy. laughs>
Hopefully that doesn't cost me my job today. I've never been a video game guy, and Dima can tell you guys. I mean, I'm an outdoors guy, so I've never been one to sit inside and play video games.
Right.
So,
well, Ben, let me say this to you.
Let me just tell you this. Kelly invited me to a round of golf, you know, this week, and I was like, oh, that's really nice. You know, where do you want to play? And he said, oh, there's an indoor facility
E-sports.
Around here where you can hit it against a wall and it goes. I said, of course you'd pick the one place that's not outside, Kelly.
Hey, Ben, before we run out of time, I do want to bring this back up about fishing because I've interviewed some young men and women from around this area through the years who were on high school bass fishing teams. My son grew up a bass fisherman up in the Mississippi Delta. He absolutely loved to be on the lake when the sun comes up in the morning throwing those lures, you know, for bass fishing. I just think that is a wonderful opportunity for kids to be part of a team sport who may not be cut out to play football or basketball or baseball. Would you agree with that?
Absolutely. Absolutely, I agree with that. And I think that's a unique community as well. I think if you're a part of a bass fishing organization or a bass fishing team, you're probably pretty good person. Right. The people that I've encountered, at least, are usually people of high character that are in that profession.
Correct.
Another thing that would be great at William Carey, I think that a bass fishing team would fit what we do and our beliefs very well. So I would like to see. I think I may have said to you guys before we went on, if we'd have had a bass fishing team at William Carey 25 years ago, I'd have never picked a baseball up.
No. Let's get that bass fishing
I just,
team.
I just like don't that. Know if bass fishing, all you do is sit in a boat. How is that any different than sitting in front of a computer
on
eSports?
No. You've never bass fished, have you?
Yes, I have.
And you set. You don't tell me you
he
set.
He had an electric reeler. He just watched it.
You sat in the boat and threw your rod and reel?
For about 30 seconds, because when I got in the boat, it tipped over.
Well, that's understandable. Please explain to him, Ben. There's a lot more to bass fishing than just sitting in a boat, right?
It's grueling.
There's a talent to it as well.
Absolutely no chance Kelly has ever skinned an animal.
No.
I had a roommate in college whose stepdad was Paul Elias.
Yeah,
and
from Laurel.
That's right. We would go fishing with Paul, and guys, he would make me so mad out on the lake because you would use the exact same rig, the lures, everything. He would tell you where to cast, wouldn't catch anything. He'd say, and he'd throw it there and he'd pull, you know, 4 or 5 pound bass out of the hole. It was the most frustrating experience I ever.
There is a talent to being a good bass fisherman. There's no question.
The only time it's grueling is when you run out of cold beer. That's about the only time it gets grueling.
Kelly, have you ever seen a bass?
Of course I've seen a bass. They swim around in the pool at what's the store up there in Memphis with the big pool?
Bass Pro Shops.
Yeah, the Bass Pro Shops.
Man, if you got a position you might could provide for Kelly where we can replace him on the Eagle Hour. Is there something at the university he might be able to do?
Esports coach.
He could be the esports advisor, Ben. How does that sound to him?
We're always in need of entertainment. So
well, there's Kelly's your man.
And you know, a lot of people in Alabama are outdoorsmen. Maybe that's where they are today, is bass fishing instead of at the Troy game. You know,
maybe.
Ben, thanks, folks. We appreciate your time, and we appreciate you putting up with our foolishness. We're in we're in baseball decompression, and we're struggling just a little bit today.
I understand it. I understand that totally, and thank you guys for having me on.
All right, Ben Smith, everybody. Good sport, I might add, the assistant athletic director at Williams. Seriously, bass fishing would be a great sport for them to add at William Carey.
I'm just thinking of Kelly in a boat, and I just don't want to imagine it.
I don't believe it. I don't believe it. I used to do a lot of bass fishing with my son up on the lakes, and Kelly'd be in them river boats. They're wide.
He'd be in a yacht. That'd be the only thing that wouldn't turn him over.
The one time I went bass fishing, I caught and I grabbed it by its body instead of by its lip, and somebody said I could tell that you never bass fished before because you don't grab a bass by the body, you grab it by the lip,
right?
Because of the coating on the side of its body or whatever. So
you didn't know that?
No, I didn't know that. I said I've been one time, never asked again.
I wonder why.
I just would imagine him grabbing the fish. That'd be hilarious.
Grab the beer. I got that. Man. Got that down.
You've actually seen a bass.
I have.
Okay.
You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour. The Eagle Hour. Southern Miss to the top.
All right, Jewel Masters is buying gold and silver every day here in the Pine Belt. They've been doing it longer than anybody in the Pine Belt and will give you more money for your gold or silver than anybody in the Pine Belt. So if you've got some gold or silver lying around your house, maybe even some old jewelry, gold jewelry that you don't wear anymore, and you'd like some cash, Kelly, cold hard cash, take it to Jewel Masters. Ask for Marty Vick. Tell him the guys at the Eagle Hour sent him. We make a lot of fun with Marty, but we really think the world of him. And we know that you will, too, once you do business with those wonderful, wonderful people at Jewel Masters. Don't forget about our podcast. It's available every day on Apple, Audible, Spotify, Stitcher, TuneIn, or YouTube. And if you're looking for a great dessert over the weekend, I would suggest Mo Bay Beignet Company, 2902 Hardy Street. I think I'm going to go get some hot beignets this weekend. And Kelly, would you happen to know the sauce for June?
Peach.
Go ahead.
It's called Open Mic Peach.
Open Mic Peach. All right. Great place to hang out over the weekend now that there's not a lot to do. Demon News and Notes.
Yeah, we can start in the transfer portal for baseball and then a quick update on the point shaving indictment, Kelly, that surfaced in January, end of January. But let's start with the transfer portal. Southern Miss Baseball, currently four players in the transfer portal as of our last recording, and that is the three that we aforementioned, but now McCarty English, right-handed pitcher, into the transfer portal for Southern Miss. Obviously, a player who has started the season on your rotation, kind of lost that position, as a reliever and went into the bullpen and then just didn't see much action down the stretch. And it's kind of a sad story, kind of a guy who just battled injuries his whole time here and now he's moving on. And it seems to me like Oz is probably going to tell a lot of the pitchers that, because so far four players on the portal for Southern Miss, all four pitchers, that they're going to have to make a lot of roster room for their freshman class coming in and also the portal additions they get. We are hearing names. There is a certain name that we did hear that Southern Miss did sign. We just can't report it yet. And once we can, we will give that to you guys as soon as we can. And two other names that Southern Miss is intensifying in talks right now with. So they are definitely on the move. And all three of the players, I will say this, all three of the players that they have significant interest in would check all the boxes that I think they were missing from last year.
And we're going to work to get one of the coaches, maybe Coach Oz, on the show next week. We wanted to give them some space this week, and we knew they were very, very busy with exit interviews and what Dean was just reporting on. So we feel pretty sure that one of the coaches will be on with us next week.
And the only game underway in the Super Regionals today, West Virginia having its way in Morgantown against Cal Poly, 11-2. The Mountaineers lead that game, and of course that game would face the winner of the Troy game, which is slated for 4 o'clock this afternoon. Now, they may have to, anticipating a last-minute rush of tickets, they might have to put this game off a little bit.
Now,
traffic jams.
We're making fun of Troy, but I'm going to tell you one thing. If you tune into any of these West Virginia baseball games,
aren't you right?
But, boy, are they excited.
The camera panned to the top of the hill, and it was probably 70 yards from the stadium, and there's all these tailgating tents up there. I'm like, how have they even seen the game?
Yeah. Well, I think they're happy, aren't they?
I think most schools support their baseball teams and even softball. When you looked at the softball super regionals, I mean, huge crowds.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, you remember the point shaving scandal that Southern Miss was involved in, you know, to a degree. A Southern Miss player. That's fair. Well, the Alabama State, four players have announced today that they are going to be ruled permanently ineligible for accepting payment from gamblers to fix a game against Southern Miss. These are Alabama State basketball players Amar Knox, Sean Fulcher, Corey Hines, and Tony Madlock have taken fault for that. That was a game that was on December 5th, 2024, and I think Coach Ladner was out with his heart issue during that tenure, and Southern Miss was a six-point favorite and wound up winning the game by 17 points. And according to the NCAA, two known bettors offered the players a total of $2,000. So now they
just
lose.
Throw away your whole career for $2,000.
Yes, that's right. And the players accepted the offer and then later accepted the money.
I believe that's the game where in the indictment it said that they were trying to throw, but the Southern, no, they said, no, quote, no. Southern Miss was so bad that they couldn't throw the
how
game.
Horrible.
End quote.
I don't think there could be a greater betrayal to your teammates, to your coaches, to your school, to your fans of what these guys are doing. I just think it's awful.
And really, by today's standards, $2,000
is nothing.
That's silly.
I mean, that didn't hardly fill your car up.
Not considering what now is happening to them on the other end.
Right.
But it also goes to make the point that we've said several times on this when we talk about transfer portal and NIL deals. Everything is about money, it seems.
It's sad.
It is sad.
It's sad. And that's just I don't want to repeat myself, but that's just such a terrible betrayal to everybody that follows your program.
How do you repair any reputation that you have?
I don't know that you do. And, you know, to think that it happened to Jay Ladner while he was recovering from a heart attack is infuriating. It would be infuriating at any time, but it's triple infuriating.
Talk about kicking a guy while he's down.
I just can't identify with that. Yeah. All right, been a good week. We appreciate everybody listening all week. We're going to be bringing the summer edition of the Eagle Hour to you starting next week. We'll have a variety of guests and talking different subject matter and what have you.
And hopefully Bob and Dima will not have sniffed ether before coming into studio. They were a little wound up today.
That was certainly a program.
We're going to drive Dima home. We're a little concerned.
We're going to have
right
to.
Now about it, yeah. Southern Miss.
To the top.
Into the future.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.